what is the topic today is about, Patty will be here soon, but I was really intrigued when she said that in her blurb that went out about what she's talking about today was about heaven. Heaven. Not heavens to Betsy, but heaven. And I was raised in the Southern Baptist tradition, which heaven was out there. When you die, you might go to heaven if you're a good boy. And I laid that aside pretty quick. But I've always wondered, you know, what is this heaven business? And I've spent many years as a Buddhist practitioner and on the Red Road with our native indigenous pathways and certainly here in our Unity family. And so that's a very interesting topic. So I have a story for my inspiration this week, a little story about a conversation between a student and the master, or a master. And the student asks the master, "What is awareness?" And the master answers, "That which knows this moment before thought names it." So the student went on and said, "Well, is awareness something that I must create or reach?" And the master says, "No, it's already present. Only distraction seems to make it absent." So the student then says, "Well, then why do I keep losing it?" And the master answers, "You lose attention in thought, but awareness never leaves itself." So the student says, well, how do I abide as awareness?" The master answers, "Relax the grasping mind and recognize the clear knowing that is already here." The clear knowing that, wow, this is setting me back a few years here. And so the student says, "What remains when I stop chasing and simply recognize?" And the master responds, "The natural state, open, aware, self-knowing, and free."
Before I go into my talk, I would like to, I know you've done your announcements, and so I'd like to announce that I have an upcoming class, and I do my classes online, so it's available to anyone who would like to join. And it's, I have a flyer here, and I'll leave it with Barbara, and perhaps you could make copies and just have it available. It's called Affirmative Prayer, A Bold Choice, and it's based on the book Discover Your Divinity by Linda Martell and Deanna Morrissey, Witset, yeah. Some of you are familiar with this one, yeah. I found it to be very significant, and it changed my thinking, and when I'm moved by something, I want to share it. And so I decided this was too important, and I know that there are others who are not familiar with, although we've been familiar with affirmative prayer for, since becoming, you know, since attending Unity. What does that really mean? And my talk today will be some of the ideas, will contain some of the ideas in this book, so it's kind of a pre-look, I guess, you might say. The class will go from September 22nd to November 17th. The book can be bought online, and the flyer I have contains the passcodes and the ID number. And also I'm going to be offering it at two times. Usually I've been doing an evening class on Tuesdays at 6:30. And But this class, in order to broaden the net, so to speak, will be a Tuesday class and a Wednesday morning class. And the Wednesday morning class will be at 10 a.m. So anyway, I hope you consider it. It'll be for 9 weeks, and each session will be an hour and 15 minutes. So I probably the most succinct prayer we are familiar with that is a series of affirmations is the Lord's Prayer. And so the title of my talk is On Earth as It Is in Heaven. Today's experience showed me where on earth hell is, and so I would like to go forward with exploring where on earth is heaven. And so I have a series of questions, and you can answer them. And I would request that if you respond to these questions, do so in your way outside voice, so everyone can hear, okay? Especially me. Here, let me do some upturns there, okay. And so the first question is, what is heaven? Anybody, what is heaven? What is heaven to you?
A condition of mind.
A condition of mind.
Peace.
What?
Peaceful heart.
Feeling blessed.
Feeling blessed, yes. What is heaven? Feeling blessed. Yeah. Where do you think it is?
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now. Any place else?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
There's no place to it.
And how do we attain it? How is it attained?
Just acknowledge it.
Yeah? Just acknowledge? How else? Choose it? You can acknowledge, you can choose. Live it. Can you discover it? Can it?
Meditate.
Meditate through prayer and meditation, like a journey of discovery.
Mindfulness.
Okay, so those are techniques, and those are techniques for the realization of heaven, I'm assuming. Yeah. Okay. And who lives in heaven?
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody lives in heaven. What else is in heaven?
All
of us, right. Where's God? Okay, so God's in heaven too. All right, and what is God? God is spirit. God is creative source. God is... God is you and me. God is love. God is heart.
Exists in our hearts.
Okay. God is
energy.
Okay. So are heaven and God the same thing?
I don't think they could be separated.
Okay. So if you don't think it could be separated, then you must think it's the same thing. Anybody else think it can be separated? Heaven? I know heaven and hell's separated, and it lives on a dock. Does one have to... So God is the organizing principle, and heaven is the experience or is the result of that organization? Sounds like a CEO. Yeah. Does one have to die in order to experience heaven?
No.
You sure? Positive? Okay. And however, if you did think that heaven, that one has to die in order to experience heaven, if so, is that death physical or is that death of another kind?
Ego death.
That's another kind. What kind of death would it be?
Why did it have to be death? Why didn't it just transition?
Transition? Why death? Well, what is death?
Transition.
Transition.
Yeah.
Do you take some things pre-death with you into death or beyond death? I'm trying to ask good questions.
There is no death.
There is no death.
Yeah. That's what the Course teaches me.
Well, what is death? Transition.
Illusion, right.
Right. So there's
change.
Change, okay.
So, yeah, what the Course in Miracles, there's only transformation and resurrection.
There's only transformation and resurrection? So death is an illusion. Okay. All right. Well, in voicing, these are really, thank you for responding. And we'll be coming back to these in a little bit. In voicing what's come to be known as the Lord's Prayer, Jesus affirms certain things about God. And first of all, he makes it clear that our relationship with God is Father. I mean, is personal. And that's indicated by his addressing God or calling God from the Aramaic Abun, which translates into our English word of Father, but a more familiar form of it, like Pops or Dad or even Daddy. So Abun is genderless, even though we've become familiar with the father aspect. But actually Abun is genderless because it is an energy, it's a beingness, it's a vibration, it's a sound, it's a vitality, it's a frequency of life, of movement, of dance even, of color. And this dynamic energy brings forth other beingnesses. So the beingness that is God brings forth other beings, other beingnesses, not necessarily an individual, well, I can't say that, but not necessarily, I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm just going to move on to my next paragraph. Secondly, Abun is in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven. Abun, who art in heaven. Heaven, then, is the place of God. Not a physical place. It couldn't be a realm. It could be like a consciousness place, a place in consciousness, a place in heart, a place in soul. Heaven, then, is the place where God is. It is the kingdom. Heaven is the kingdom of God. It is the realm in which God is active. It's the realm. Heaven is the realm in which God is active. You can look this up. This is all true, you know. It doesn't say that heaven is set apart. It only says that this dynamic energy is holy and is sacred, because the third aspect of which Jesus affirms is that this dynamic beingness is hallowed. It's hallowed, meaning that it is holy, it is sacred, and it's something to be revered. So God and the place of God is holy. Jesus goes on to declare that God's kingdom is not in a remote and far-off place. You know, that is meant to be established in all places by the power of God's will and the desire of our will to participate with God's will, to cooperate, to be aligned with, to be in sync with the will that is God's will. So that leads to some more questions. What is God's will? What is the will of God?
Love.
Love. harmonic coherence. Okay. And what does that mean? Energy? Energy that is in sync?
Synergy.
Okay. All right. God's will for me is the issuing forth of the very nature of God. That is not an imposed intention for anything, but it is an issuing forth of energy. That God's will is very active, that it is in synchronicity with all that is. And so if God's will is issuing forth of its own nature, what is the nature of God? Goodness.
Love.
Right. We say it. We say it in our affirmation. Absolute good. That God is that's our first principle. We say that God is absolute good. And so what is the content of that good? What is the content of that goodness? If God is good, what is the content of that goodness? Life. Okay, life, love.
Grace.
Unlimited. Peace. What else?
Unlimited,
right.
Why does it need to be measured?
Excuse me?
Why does it need to be described or measured?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know about measured, but described, I think we are, so there's a relatability to being able, description aids in understanding. And there's a relatability. Now, God can't be contained, I don't think, in any kind of description. It's much larger than that. But in metaphor and simile, we can get a feeling of what God is. Okay? So Unity teaches that that its principles, known as the 12 powers, is the absolute good that God is. So when you say love and peace and peace is a principle, of course. Strength, wisdom, those are the principles of which God is composed. There's no composing God, but attributes of God. I know, see, language really gets hard. So attributes of God are the 12 powers, and we already named some of them here, and, you know, imagination and release and wisdom and zeal and all of those. And as principles, the 12 powers are unchanging, and they are without opposites. So the 12 powers are absolute. Now, the 12 powers can be played out in non-absolute ways, but they, in and of themselves, are absolute, which means that they are unchanging. And as these principles are the attributes of God, so too they are the attributes of heaven. And they are the attributes of divinity. Earth, meanwhile, represents our human experience. You know, the world of relationships, the world of choice, the world of bodies, the world of circumstances and conflicts and sensuality and ordinary daily life. And the prayer of Jesus is that the divine reality be recognized inwardly and that it become increasingly manifest outwardly. Okay, that so the will, I guess the will or the direction of our lives, the urging, our spiritual urgings, is to realize these powers within us and then to extend it outwardly, to make it manifest in the world. So we, all of us, express heaven on earth. by our alignment with the embodiment and embodiment of the principles of divinity. This sounded really logical to me when I wrote it and when I thought about it. And it's even logical to me now, so I'm just hoping that we're following a common thread here. So all of us express heaven on earth to the degree that we are aligned and to the degree that we embody principle, divine principle, which is the 12 powers, which is all of these attributes that we have assigned or think of in terms of God. Love, order, faith, will, strength, peace, zeal, understanding, all of them. So we have a big bucket. We have a big bucket. And how do we do that? You know, how do we express heaven on earth? How do we do that in a practical way? We do that by identifying ourselves with the divine. That is accomplished by identifying ourselves with the divine. Divinity self-identifies as the I am. And since we identify as being made in the image and likeness of divinity, it is true and appropriate for us to declare the self-identification of the I am. Who are you? I am. So all of this examination and questions about God and heaven and will and identification is very, very important, because what we believe about these things shapes our relationship with God and creates the foundation of our presence in the world. And there are lots of ways in which we can be present in the world. There's lots of ways in which we can show up. We can show up as victims, that life does stuff to us. We can show up as victors, that through my affirmations and through focus of mind, I can manipulate circumstances. Is there a mosquito in here? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. We can also show up as vessels. And this is like God acting or divinity acting through me. When we are somewhat channels of divine life, of divine love, of peace, of presence. And we can show up as the I am. And when we show up as the I am, it's a statement of oneness. We are recognizing our oneness when we say, I am the I am. I am one with the one. Now, we all have specific and wonderful and different forms of how we are in the world, how we are in our existence. But beneath that, beneath our individuality, there's the oneness of our connection to one another in spirit, that we share oneness. So oneness doesn't mean that we're all the same. We aren't. We're different. But oneness means that we share the same heritage and spiritual foundation. Beyond the differences, beyond the colors, beyond the philosophies, beyond the choices, beyond the philosophies, we are one underneath. We are one behind all of that. So in unity metaphysics, there's a distinction made between the relative and the absolute, between relative and absolute truth. Relative truth changes, and absolute truth doesn't. Absolute truth cannot change. Absolute truths are principles. Whether we believe those truths or not doesn't change the principle. So two plus two equals four, that's a principle. Now you can believe that two plus two equals five. You can believe that. And that's okay. Well, it's not really okay, but it's okay. But your belief doesn't change the principle. If you believe it's five, well, go ahead and do that, but it doesn't change that it's four. So spiritual principles act in the same way. They are unchanging. We can believe that we embody them, or we cannot, but it doesn't change the truth, the absolute truth, that they are true. So our primary principle is oneness. Oneness is the basis for our I am-ness, and in our I am-ness, we recognize ourselves as the energy of God. All of us, just don't have the use and the possession and the expression of divine principles. We are it. We are it. That each one of us is not just loving and loved. We are what love is. We can make choices to act outside of what is true, but that doesn't change the truth that I, you, God, heaven, and all that is one. And that it is true of all of the spiritual attributes, that they are what is. They are what is embodied. How we choose to express them is differently. To embody I am is huge. To be able to do that is absolutely huge, and it's difficult because we're so rooted to earth thinking. So it's hard. When we say I am, is there a part of you that hesitates? Who am I to be divine? Who am I to be divine? Well, I am. I am the I am. Bringing heaven to earth really comes down to this. If I want God's kingdom to come on earth, then I become one of the places where it comes. If I want God's will to be done, then I allow divine love and wisdom to guide my choices. If I want heaven expressed on earth, then I help create heaven through the way I live here. We don't have to create heaven. We just have to recognize it, awaken to it, and express it. This is big stuff. It's big stuff to embody. It's big stuff to claim. And yet I believe that is our purpose, is to claim it. And that what brings the transformation that you talked about, Perry, that transforms earth into heaven. So I have a tool here that might be useful, helpful, in this process of realization and acknowledgement. This process of opening the door to greater alignment with our own I am-ness. And it's a meditation. So I'd like to end with this meditation. So you've already know what to do to get ready to meditate. Shift into a comfortable place, a position that doesn't stress your body. There's nowhere to go, nothing you need to accomplish. And for these moments, as we meditate together, become still. And as we proceed with the meditation, be still and know. Be still and know who you are. And so right now, become aware of the presence of God. What does that presence feel like mostly? Not what it looks like, tastes like. sounds like, but what does it feel like? Become aware of the presence of God not as something distant or outside of you, but as the sacred presence within which you live and move and have your being. And as your awareness sharpens to the perception of this presence, breathe gently into this awareness. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. As you hear these words, let go of the image of a heaven somewhere far away. Instead, imagine the kingdom of God within you. A realm of peace. A realm of love. A realm of wisdom and of wholeness. A realm where you are completely known and completely loved. And the beautiful thing is that we don't have to create this kingdom. And we don't have to earn our entrance into it. It's already here. And it's always been here. And we get busy and we forget to notice. So for this moment, become aware of the quiet presence within you. The presence that does not need to prove itself. The presence that does not need to hurry. The presence that simply is. Rest there. The kingdom of God is within me. I open my awareness to the presence of divine love. Thy will be done. Now bring your awareness to the word will. Perhaps you've sometimes thought that God's will was something imposed, a plan that you must discover, a path that you must follow, a demand to which you must submit. But it's none of those. So in this moment, let those images fall away. Imagine instead that divine will is the movement of love within you. The movement toward greater truth, toward greater wholeness, toward greater compassion and greater freedom. Imagine divine will to be a movement toward becoming more fully who you were created to be. You don't have to force God's will into being in your life, nor I in mine. You can listen. You can become receptive. You can ask. What is love inviting me to be? What is wisdom inviting me to be? What is life inviting me to become? And then become still enough to listen. Perhaps there's an answer, and perhaps there's only silence. And either is enough, because you're simply listening. And in listening, you are already beginning to align your human will with the divine, simply by listening. So I release the need to control. I open myself to divine wisdom. May my will become an expression of God's love within me, on earth. On earth. Now bring your awareness back to the world around you, your home, your relationships, your work, your community, the people you love, the people who challenge you, the ordinary circumstances of your life. This is your earth. This is where spiritual understanding becomes spiritual living. And you do not need to escape the world to find God. You are here to bring the awareness of God into the world. Every kind word can bring heaven to earth. Every act of compassion can bring heaven to earth. Every moment of forgiveness can bring heaven to earth. And every time you choose peace instead of hostility, understanding instead of judgment, love instead of fear, you become an instrument through which the kingdom is expressed. Heaven is not merely somewhere I hope to go. Heaven is a consciousness I can awaken to now. Bringing heaven to earth, I do so by my choices and by my actions. See yourself moving through an ordinary day while carrying the awareness of divine presence. The kingdom is here. And you might ask, how would love respond? What would wisdom choose? What would peace do here on earth? And then allow your responses to arise. These responses arising is the content of divine guidance. You don't have to manufacture an answer. You simply become available to the divine presence as you. In this way, heaven begins to touch earth, not through extraordinary events, but through ordinary people who are willing to express extraordinary love. kingdom of love is now awakened within me. Divine wisdom is now guiding my choices. My will is now an instrument of love. The peace I know within is now peace I offer the world. The compassion I embody now becomes the compassion I give. The heaven I recognize within me is now the heaven I offer the world. For the kingdom is not far away, it is here. Every time we awaken to it, every time we embody it, every time we express it, thy kingdom comes. The will is done. And I am the I am. This is what we carry forward from our time together today. These affirmations of being that which we would want to experience ourselves, of being the divine in ordinary life, and how we bring heaven to earth. And so as you breathe, allow your awareness to shift, or your attention to return its focus to earth, to the outside world, where we put these things into practice. And taking a deep breath, and with a profound sense of realization, whenever you open your eyes, let it be that your eyes are opening. And so it is. Amen.